This is Good Morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. This morning is a beautiful morning. It's the 26th day of April in the year 2018, believe it or not. Look at it. We already passed four full months of the year.
Two months and it's 6 months.
Yes, yeah.
Why are you rushing things? Take each day as it comes, Roy.
I'm not rushing.
Ahead, six months to go.
No, it's already. I mean, look at it. We're putting our summer clothes in, but we're preparing them to take them out already.
Do you like the change, Putin?
What are you trying to say? Something?
What about Russia?
I don't know.
I wanted to say about the changing season. Do you enjoy it when it starts getting a little colder?
No, not at
5-6 o'clock. Sun goes down and you feel the chill in the air.
Horrible.
I don't like it. I like the heat. I like hotter. I can't stand the cold.
I like it light when it's late and it's light still outside do stuff until late.
Yes.
It's going to be Norway.
And it's 5:45. It's already dark. It's horrible. The day's finished. And you know, we in South Africa, after dark, we're not really going outside.
100%.
The places are starting to close. It's
100%. You're so correct. You are so correct. You're so correct.
Very.
So who do we have with us today here? We've got Liel Rimon, our Swiss watch and diamond expert. He's here with us this morning. Good morning, Liel.
Good morning, everybody.
We've got with us Moshe Starograd. How are you doing, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well.
We've got with us as well Peter Feldman. How are you, Peter?
Great. And you?
I'm good. I'm very happy coming back.
Are you recovering from your trip?
You know what? This jet lag is not easy, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're going to holiday, it's not a problem.
You were talking about the weekend when you took drugs and you had a trip. You
tripping.
Yeah, let me tell you. So, I was tripping because I had to take drugs to go to sleep.
For
the first time. Yeah, I had to take something to make you crazy asleep.
But, and then you slept for 3 days.
Just about.
Jet lag.
Yeah, so... So, where we're standing today? Today, like I said, is a Wednesday and it's the 26th already of April. If you want to contact us on 010-140-3020. Anything controversial will be accepted if it's just talking, don't talk. But if something bad to say, come call us. 061-895-1019. This is our WhatsApp numbers. You can also SMS us on 34519. You'll be charged for 1.50 rand. My name is Roy Perez and I'm here with you for the next hour till 10 o'clock. So let's start with, I just want to talk maybe a little bit about, you know what? Let's talk about Liverpool. I know that that not the whole town likes Liverpool, but it's really I liked it.
I like it too.
Oh, so you got the three of us.
Season this year, and you cannot take it away from them.
I think we are the best attack.
We have the best attack in the league.
I think ever.
It's been a long time.
One of the best trios, definitely in England. What we know about trios, it's the BBC or the MSN that came from Spain. I'm talking about Neymar, Suarez and Messi, Benzema, Bale and Ronaldo. All these trios came from Spain. They're coming from other countries. In England, they have this year a trio of attackers that doing whatever they want. They scored a lot of goals already.
Like 90 goals or something?
I think around between them more than 80 goals. It's something crazy. It's really, really crazy. This team scored in the Champions League already 38 goals. They have another two teams to go, another two games to go. I think there's 5 goals to break the record. And
Mo Salah has already scored 43 goals.
Mo Salah broke every...
Yeah, and he's nearing the club record, which is 47.
Yeah.
I think it's Klopp.
That was by Ian Rush. Yeah,
I think Klopp, the Liverpool manager. I think he's quite a record breaking person. He's an amazing manager. I mean, you could see yesterday there was that game between Bayern Munich and Real Madrid, and it was, let me tell you, it was a boring,
definitely
horrible
not
game.
As entertaining as the.
It was a boring.
But don't forget, Roma is also an exciting team.
Are they?
They are exciting team.
Yeah,
if you watch them yesterday, I'm really impressed with the goalkeeper that actually...
Ellison.
Got 5 goals, but
it wasn't because of him.
He didn't have a defense at all.
No, he didn't.
Um, the attack. Dzeko, we remember him from Manchester City.
Dzeko, amazing. He's amazing.
Really, really good. Really, really
And he's
good.
Old now. He must be old.
I will take him to Liverpool. Funny
but
enough.
He's a proper number nine. He's a proper
very good.
Nine.
He's tall, he's strong.
Reminding
me of Shevchenko, Zlatan. He's very, very good.
He's even talk of the goalkeeper coming to across to Liverpool.
Yeah, but already other big teams like Real Madrid and Manchester City are making eyes, and they have so much
money.
Do
you think someone with a checkbook from Real Madrid or Barcelona will try and get Mo away from
Liverpool? Let me tell you, we already about £75 million on the plus just from the sale of Coutinho, like 70 million rands on the plus just from the sale of Coutinho, and we purchased the most expensive defender ever for 75 million. So that was we're already on the plus. I think we can afford, and we got like another €70 million, I think, for just getting to where we are in the Champions League. So I think, I think you're looking at Liverpool.
Good year.
Making a lot of money, and making a lot of money is buying good players. And today a player can realize that English teams can make it. Not only Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Bayern Munich can do something, because today if you join a team like Barcelona, for my opinion, a guy like Coutinho made a mistake to leave to Barcelona, because he could have been a legend.
He could have been a legend
in Liverpool.
Roy,
and Liverpool can make more than Barcelona, which did this year.
You said the same about Suarez, and they are great players, and they're gonna be good everywhere they go. Not what I think about Salah. Not that he's not a great player, and I don't think he's a Suarez. But we'll see next year. I don't know where he was until now. Suarez had good years before Liverpool.
Yeah. You understand? He was always good.
And Salah, he was, you know, so
average.
So
yeah.
I don't think this is like a breakthrough season. I think it's a once off. Our manager and the player that play around him, like Firmino, that is really something else. Making him look so great. And I hope for him that he will still be great. Listen, Israeli defense minister tweeted to the head of the army, please sign Mo Salah to Israeli army. We really need this kind of bomber. And that's a serious thing. And everybody is excited, and I think as Liverpool. But what the fans really want, Roy, is some cups, something new for the cup.
The cupboard's bare.
You understand? It's very nice, all the credentials and all the records that we're breaking, but we need the cups as well.
When there's a transfer deal, how much of that money actually goes to the club, goes to the agent who signed the deal, and goes to the player? How does it actually work?
I don't think anything goes to the player.
10% to the agent.
Yeah.
How much?
10% to the agent. 10% to the player, and the balance of the team.
So
I don't think the player makes money.
I also don't think the player. From selling the player, maybe if he owns his player card, and then he gets percentages. But a lot of them don't, because it's very expensive.
Nothing.
If he owns his own card,
he gets all the money.
He gets all the money.
Yeah. There's nothing.
Absolutely.
Here. Well,
it was one, you know, Sol Campbell from Tottenham, who went to Arsenal.
Yeah.
Free, because the contract finished and he got all the money.
Yeah,
like Giroud.
I don't know about, but like Emre Can, that is finishing his contract this year and don't have a new contract. So he's a free player. If he wants to go somewhere else, nobody need to pay for it. Nothing.
Yeah. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, very well.
So this one, Bill with us. And he's going to be with us. And we're back. Don't forget 061-895-1019. You can also call us on 010-140-3020 if you got something controversial to say. Then you can SMS us 34519.
What happens when you put a duck in a microwave?
No idea.
It's Bill Withers. Do you get it, Nerilia?
Yes. Yes, but you have to be English to know that. I mean, yes. Most of the Israelis that listen to us are Polish, say, ooh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Can I read an ad, Roy?
Proper dead jokes. Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Yeah, please. Thank you for this ad. And we are together. So I just want to talk some to you.
Before you say that, Roy, I just want to say that yesterday, Moshe, Peter, and myself were left early the show, the Pawn Stars Unplugged.
Yeah.
That was from 6 to 7, like every Wednesday.
Yeah.
On your favorite station, Chai FM. But after we left, Roy stayed here with the rest of the team, and they were just hilarious. Guys, if you didn't hear the show...
It was nice.
It was hilarious. I was driving in the car, and I...
nearly had an accident.
Nearly had an accident on myself in the car, you know.
No, it wasn't
nice, but it was so funny, and I want to tell everybody to listen to the show if it's in the rerun on Sundays at
10 o'clock, just after 10.
Just after 10 o'clock,
or
it's going to be in the podcast. Don't miss it. It really, really, really was awesome.
You know what I want to actually tell? That, you know, we've got listeners from all over the world. And as I mentioned before, we've got listeners from outside South Africa, most of them from USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, Israel. You don't understand?
Australia, New Zealand. Yeah,
basically all the countries that you see are all
South
Africans.
North Korea.
North Korea.
What's his name?
Kim
is a boyfriend for Moshe.
So he's meeting with a guy from the south. You know, they're having a meeting, a special meeting.
Is it?
It's true. It was on the news this
tomorrow
morning.
It's tomorrow, no?
No, sometime.
Listen, I've got a question for you. If an airplane is falling on the border between North and South Korea, where are they going to bury the survivors?
In the middle.
Why you want to bury survivors? What's wrong with you,
survivors,
Peter? Listen to the question.
I said they're in the middle. They're not dead. They're in the middle.
So basically, what I want to say. So we once a week about we're having a video that we're taking off the show of the Pawn Stars show, and we edit it a little bit, and we all the funny parts of the show. It's basically on my Facebook, or you can go into Baruch Roy Peretz
Facebook
on Facebook, or you go to Pawn Stars on 101.9 on Facebook as well, and you will find that those videos, they are hilarious, they're funny, they are so funny that a bunch of guys from the States recommend me or ask me to come to their station and make a show there.
Wow.
So I'm not worried about that. This really, I don't care about that. But what I want you guys is I really want you to watch those videos.
What about making a show over here for them?
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to do.
If you want to go to New York once a week, it's fine. It's not a problem.
You have just once a week.
It will be
but
that pleasant.
It doesn't matter. So as you know, I was overseas for the fair part for the last 3 weeks, and
they had to listen to my voice and my accent for 3 weeks, Roy.
So I was in the U.S. in the Bahamas, and it was really beautiful. Let me tell you, it was actually amazing time. And it's highly recommended to go to Bahamas. Highly recommended, and it is amazing to think that we have that are beautiful places outside South Africa, places that are not that expensive, no crime, and great prosperity. Why I'm saying that? Because we always think that South Africa is like the cheapest country in the world, and it's the most beautiful country in the world. It is beautiful. Well, it was better, but it is beautiful, and it is cheap. But there are other countries that it's like a normal country, first world country, and they're still cheap, and they're still very beautiful. So not only South Africa, I must say.
But the Bahamas, the Caribbeans, America, they have a name of a very expensive places, right?
No, but yeah, you find expensive in the Bahamas.
Okay.
But you find cheap as well. Yeah, I mean, if you look, you know.
The Bahamas... All of them, they rely on the American dollar.
Yes.
Or the tourists come from America.
That's what I'm saying. It's America.
It doesn't matter. But Bahamas, let me tell you, Bahamas is a wonderful place. It's a beautiful, amazing. Weather is amazing. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It is a beautiful place to live.
And what are the women like, Roy? You didn't mention that at all.
No, it was with
his wife. I hate women. First of all, it was my wife. Secondly, I hate women. You know, first thing, I hate women. I actually don't like women. I love girls, though. But the woman, it's not really my. So I didn't look at women. I look at girls. Good. The girls are gorgeous.
And the beach. Do they have a beach where, like in Mauritius, beaches, you can take yeah.
Mauritius,
top?
Mauritius is the. Let me tell you.
That's what I want to ask you. Mauritius, Mozambique. We have beautiful places over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, but listen. If you compare Mauritius and Mozambique to the Bahamas, you have never been in the Bahamas.
I've never been to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Bahamas, you cannot compare the two. I mean, those turquoise beaches are beautiful.
Tell me, Roy, how does it work? You fly from here to where? Orlando, Florida.
No, you can fly to many places and then fly to
Nassau. So how did you go? How did you left South Africa?
I left South Africa. I went to, because I didn't want to have a one straight flight.
Yes.
So I went to Frankfurt. I had a business there for one day in Frankfurt. Then the next day I just took a plane to Orlando direct.
Right.
And it was easy to cut and it was nice, yes. So, you know. So that's I went and then I took just an Uber to Port Canaveral, where I took a cruise ship that did the Bahamas. So that was really nice. It was really beautiful, I must say. It was amazing. But I'm not just talking about that. What I want to say is I think in South Africa, I mean, we have to start understanding that even in America now, you sit in a restaurant, you get better service in South Africa. Do you remember the times where South Africa had best service?
Yes.
I don't.
A long time ago.
No, I was not here.
No, you were here.
I came in 2000 and there was always a problem with service in South Africa.
I'll tell you why. And now today, because of the incompetence, that's why the service is also bad.
No, because they don't care.
Not only because of those days, you know, used to come to a restaurant, so the waiter used to knew the menu, everything, explain to you everything. Today they don't know because the big waiter, that's it, you know, yes, you know. Yeah, I would say
no one is taking pride. No one is taking pride of their jobs.
That's right.
They are not only that, it's also about rules, like the banks.
Terrible.
100%. In America, you get better service because the laws are letting them treat you nicer. And
not just the laws. No,
if you're coming and ask for a loan, or if you're coming and ask to open an account, it depends. If the laws doesn't let you help the customer because ABC...
No, okay.
You can't help him.
Okay, that's fine what you say there, but there's ways and means. Look, I'm telling you that in the United States right now, like I said yesterday, a cleaner, you find a cleaner in Disney World, cleaner, the guy that sweeps the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that's career. He takes so pride of his job. He dresses nicely. He cleans the floor nicely. He wants you to feel at home. You know, that's his career. He's happy to get money for it. But in South Africa, a guy will, just before he dies, he's going to take a job like a sweeper. He's not going to take a job. So people are, it's a different, I think it's the way we grow. It's the way we, our heritage, the way we learn things to do. You know, I remember my old man always going to work. And no matter when, no matter what, he always went to work. You know, do you remember that? I mean, I'm sure my old man always went to work. I never seen my old man at home. He was sick, he used to go to work. So I'm the same. I don't remember me missing day of work. I don't remember missing
and
a day's work.
Roy, this is not because of you. You're not sick or something. This is because of the labor law. And let me tell you something. In America... America is great. And why it was great? Because of three words. You are fired.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
Here you cannot do it. Here if you take somebody to work,
and you can never fire him.
You can never get rid of him.
Yeah, you can't get rid of him. Which is the worst thing. So what happened is, if you want to employ somebody, he's not doing his job, you can't fire him. Now you say to yourself, must I employ another guy? Why do I employ another guy? Because I can't fire the next guy. So it creates a new generation of misfits.
And I don't blame the person who is employed, because they say, listen, I don't care, I do the job, I don't do the job.
I come to work, I get paid, 100%. Yeah, and now they want the minimum wage for not doing nothing, coming to work. So then they expect more, but I did that. But you come into work, you get... Anyway, but really, I mean, the times are not great. Let me tell you something. If you're looking at our parliament, I had a say yesterday, which was a good one, I think... If you're looking at the parliament, I say sometimes some people deserve a good high five in the face with a chair.
That was a good line.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Where did you get it from, Roy?
I don't know. I read it somewhere, but it was a really, really good line. And there was another joke that I read yesterday. It was really, really good. There was an East African Parliament. So the honorable so and so, he says half of the people in parliament are stupid. That's what he said. And the speaker says, Miss Honorable so-and-so, you have to you have to withdraw this statement. So he's thinking, it's a little bit of, like a little bit of a, he's thinking, and then he says, I withdraw this statement. Half of the people in this parliament are not stupid. The speaker says, thank you, you can continue. Yeah.
Believe me, he's not wrong. You know what? You know, if you put the whole parliament on a commission, nobody will get paid. There was not one successful season yet.
That's a good one. I promise you they haven't had a successful season.
Yeah.
So, what I want to say. So, who do we have today? Movies that we have today. Oh, you want to speak about that movie that Trickle, what was it? The Trickle...
Twinkle in Time.
Yes. That movie's actually opening next week.
Have you seen it?
I saw it. It's called A Wrinkle in Time. It's a Disney movie.
Yeah,
Oprah Winfrey.
And Oprah Winfrey is larger than life there. She's actually quite a shock when suddenly she materializes. She's like another being from another planet.
Yeah.
And it's just about a little girl who has near no faith in herself, and she's insecure, and her parents don't pay her much attention. Because her father disappeared. Her father was a scientist who was interested in the stars, and he believed that there was more to the universe than just planet Earth. And he discovered a wrinkle in time, a warp thing where you can move in a few seconds from planet Earth to somewhere in the universe. And it's a story about a little girl going out to try and find him.
Yeah.
Because her whole life's been disrupted. Roy, you saw the movie.
I've seen the movie.
I
wasn't impressed.
No.
Let me tell you.
But no, you were not impressed with... But Infinity War is only starting this...
Sorry, last night I said Infinity Wars. It is Infinity War. Thanks for picking it up.
No problem.
I was in a bit of a rush last night. I'm sorry. I had to get to Monte Cassino to see the Puppet Man, the Puppet Guy.
How was the Puppet
Man? It was funny, very funny. And what is interesting is I noticed a change in Chester Missing, the huge puppet who's...
Yeah. The bold one.
Who looks like a certain politician whose name I won't say on air.
Who?
I won't tell you.
He won't say, but he looked like Jacob Zuma.
No, right. He doesn't. He looks like someone else.
Okay.
And I noticed that his features were more flexible. He looked a lot lighter in tone, not as brown as the previous one. So after the show, I went up to Conrad and we had a chat. And I said to him, you know, Chester's looking different. What is going on? He says, yes, we've recast his face. I said, oh, that's interesting. He said, yes, we have to do it occasionally. So what they've done is they've now given him a kind of flexibility like a rubber. So he can smile, he can laugh, he can pull faces, which is very funny because throughout the show, he uses that device.
Yeah.
And he makes a joke and he said, this is what I think. And he pulls this terrible face and people laugh. It was quite a full house. It's on at the studio till mid-May, I think. And he talks about various characters. He creates characters on stage. He brings people up from the audience and he puts masks on them. And then he manipulates their voices because they don't speak. They just open their mouths.
Okay.
And what he says is very funny. And he's a master in the art. There are not that many ventriloquists in South Africa. There are quite a few international ventriloquists. Roy,
yeah, but
one
to be a good ventriloquist...
Ventriloquist.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
To be a good one, a good puppeteer. Let's go to the right name, puppeteer.
Well, a puppeteer doesn't really... It's a different art, I think. We won't go there. It's a different art. I know he works with puppets, and he says when he was a little boy, his parents wanted him to go out and meet friends. His friends were in the room, the little puppets.
Yeah.
And I was watching his mouth. And it's amazing because you don't see. It doesn't even tremble. And he creates all these different voices. And he creates these different characters. And it's fun. It was nice to see something that's not too serious, Roy. Because there's so much theater today, which is about politics and it's about protest and it's how bad South Africa is. And we would demand land now and protest. I think people are getting a little tired of protest theater.
Yeah, but from the other hand, listen, we have to. There's a big problem and this must be a shout to the world. What's going to happen? Yeah, if there's going to be real, the land grabs, what they're talking about, the land grabs or the, how do you call it, the land
without compensation.
This is blatantly a theft.
Who do you want from the world to help you? Because the only one that concentrates.
They must open the gates to South Africans, give them opportunities to other countries, and maybe they must leave leave South Africa, give them opportunity like countries like US, Canada. I don't know.
The US is calling us as.
Well, when Australia said they will make special visas for South African farmers.
They need farmers.
I mean, look at the reaction. Look at how the ANC reacted.
They got very angry.
And they accused Australia of all sorts of things.
Yeah, but you know, the way I see it today, the ANC is going with darker forces because they're going to go with Russia and they're going to go. They wouldn't mind about the United States because the United States can close the tap again.
They will.
South Africa, and they will do that if it's going to continue. No Western country is going to do any business with South Africa if it's going to be. No one's going to deal with a thief. So if somebody steals land, it's exactly the same as a thief. If I've got something registered in the and I've got a title deed that I paid for it, it doesn't matter how much and when. But if I've got something registered on my name and I paid for it, you just take it without paying. This is blatantly a theft, and no Western country will deal with a thief. So we're going to lose again. We're going to come back to apartheid time when we lost all our...
When we were under...
Embargo. And no one paid... No one did business with us except Russia. So Russia will do business with South Africa.
Cuba will do business.
Cuba will... Yeah, really. Ooh. What business...
Yes, can't wait.
That's what I'm saying.
What business
Cuban
Cuba
doctors,
can do...
Cuban cigars.
Cuban cigars.
Yeah. Yes, when they tell you to cut down on smoking...
So you're going to have Cuban cigars. We're going to have a lot of Russian MiGs. And,
Russian MiGs. Yeah. And what else Russian makes?
No. But and so the next one will be as well North Korea, China, all the countries that don't really care about human.
Iran.
Yeah, you're going to have. That's going to be our partners.
Great countries. Yeah, Syria great countries. Is one of these.
As long as our leaders will be happy, why not? So instead of going the Western side, we're going to go. So that's a problem. So I think the West must do something to help the population in South Africa. And I'm not talking only about the white population. For my opinion, the blacks are more affected. They can't even run away from here.
Definitely.
I mean, most of us have got a different passport. You know, we can make a plan. But the blacks are actually...
We want to live in this country exactly like them.
Yes.
The fact that we can go somewhere doesn't make a difference for me. I don't want to go anywhere.
I don't want to go neither.
I want to live in peace, and I want to have prosperity in this
country. But when someone is always pushing 100%. You from behind and saying...
Liel, may I ask you a question? What made you come to South Africa? Why did you choose South Africa? What was the connection?
It's a very, very hard question because I really don't know an answer. I don't have an answer.
You don't have an answer?
I had a lot of friends from South Africa when I was in Israel. When it came to me that I want to go somewhere and try something else, I thought I'm going to go first and see, because I heard beautiful, beautiful stories about the country. It was just after 94 and 95, we took the World Cup in rugby, and it was very exciting times in South Africa. Mandela was a leader and what. So it was a very positive
vibe
about South Africa, yes. But unfortunately, nothing came out of this vibe.
Did you know Roy before? Or did you meet Roy?
No, I heard about him.
Yeah, everyone heard about Roy.
Yeah, you see. He was very famous, but...
Infamous, maybe.
Infamous.
So, what do we have today? Channing Tatum is 38 years old today.
Wow, believe
it or not.
Channing.
You know, you used to be a model, and you became an actor afterwards.
I think he was...
And a dancer.
He was a dancer.
Yeah,
He started in the dancing movie.
He was like an exotic dancer. He used to show
was
you.
Was it?
Yes. No, but he started in these movies. It's movies about dance. I forgot how they called something.
Mike. So anyway, you know who's...
Mike.
No, before. You know, well before Mike.
The number two most popular it's Melania Trump. She's today...
Hey.
She today is...
You know, funny story about Melania
48.
Trump. 48.
She
looks amazing for 48.
Woman.
Yeah, she is, and she's carrying herself. She's got a very, very good sense of fashion, and she look amazing
every time. She appeared on a cover of Vogue magazine. She appeared at the year 2000 swimsuit issue. She became the first lady of the United States when her husband Donald Trump took office in 2017.
The first one that was not born in the United States, I think. The first lady.
Yeah, maybe. She attended the University of in Slovenia anyway. She studied architecture. So she's not that dumb neither. I think she's beautiful. I really think she's beautiful. And the way she carries herself, exactly.
Yeah.
Would you have more?
She's very distinguished. And I want to tell you something about Melania. Yeah. That in the last year and a half, since her husband is the president, she's not looking that happy. She when we see her, she's looking... And last week they were in the burial of Barbara Bush. She passed away. And they set her... The funeral, yes, and they set her next to Roy's friend Obama. Ooh. And she was seeing, smiling and laughing for the whole ceremony. So I don't know what's going on.
She was laughing at him.
At him, I think.
Yeah. So who do we have on? We've got Kevin James.
Kevin James, funny guy.
Yeah, he's 54. He's 53.
Roy, tell me, what's the difference, because you've been there, what's the difference between 53 and 54?
1 year.
12 months.
365 days.
Yes. And let me tell you, it makes you a little bit...
crazy.
Yeah. A little less strong. Let me tell you, you know who is 55?
Yes.
You won't believe it. Jet Li.
But
these guys are the
kung fu man.
Yeah,
he's a wushu martial arts champion and actor who won the Hong Kong Film Award for Best Actor 2007 film The Warlords. He was also appeared in the action films Lethal Weapon 4 and Romeo Must Die. He's not a great actor, but his moves,
he knows how to fight.
Exactly.
He knows how
to fight. Bruce Lee, is the facial expressions and the way they conduct the martial arts. It's,
you know, it's amazing that I don't know many of the people that... maybe I'm too old, but I don't know many of the people that are anymore on...
I ask my son that he's all day on YouTube and all the YouTube stars and the Spotify and all these...
Just tell them how old your son is.
My son is 10 years old, but today 10 years old is very clever. But
he was also clever when he was younger.
Yeah. But I showed him, because Roy is always complaining that half of this, not half, it's 90% of the people in this list are people that are 12 years old that have
number
50
one.
Million people
following them.
Following them on YouTube or
it's
whatever.
Crazy.
So I asked my son, because he's in this vibe, he knows what's going on, and he also said, no, I don't know these people. So,
really?
So I think it's more an American thing, and we need to find another website.
Can I tell you something? I really recommend you guys, that whoever listens to us, look at my Facebook look at our videos. If you want something really to entertain, look at our videos. Go to my Facebook, is Baruch Roy Peretz, or Porn Stars on 101.9. You'll really, really enjoy it. Let me put another nice song for today. I don't know if you like, but I do. So take that one I think it's great. So listen to that one. More Than Feeling on 101.9 Chai FM. You're listening to Roy and Friends, and the time is now 9:48. If you want to SMS us, is 061-895-1019. I'd like to end the today, if SMS us some nice saying. Like yesterday, you participated nicely with beautiful saying.
We need some inspirational sayings, Roy. Something that's going to lift us for the weekend.
You know, I wanted to tell you, Roy, when you weren't here.
Yeah.
When you were away, in Roy and Friends, we had some very interesting guests. Eh?
Is it? Who do you
have? We had Ilan, Rabbi Ilan, that making the sports raffle, and we gave someone a double ticket to Neisner, to Hotel in Neisner for the weekend. Yeah. And the big prize is going to be drawn in Pick and Pay Norwood on the 13th of May, and that you get 2 tickets to the World Cup in Russia.
Mm.
That's interesting.
2 tickets to go there with all accommodation, everything fixed up, and you're going to watch 2 games of the quarterfinals over there.
We also had we also had Peter Derkes.
We also have Peter Derkes.
He was supposed to come into the studio, but his knee swelled up. Yeah. So we did a telephone interview, and he spoke. He's got a Jewish connection. His mother was Jewish, and he only found that out after his mother had passed away.
Shame.
And he's Evita. Everybody knows him as Evita. His
Evita
character.
Evita Bezegna. You've heard of
Evita Bezegna?
Yeah, for sure. Actually, I was with him on another station.
Okay.
And
he's having a new show.
Well, so the show's finished, yeah. But he's
it finished now? Yeah. So you had the new show, and Peter interviewed him here, and it was very, very exciting and funny. He's a very funny guy.
Yeah, the show was in the same place where Conrad Koch's show is now.
Okay, the Monte Casino.
Yeah, so after Peter Derkes finished his run, Puppet Guy came in.
So maybe we get Conrad Koch for a couple of words.
We could try.
So we've got an SMS from someone saying, I tried to marry my ex-wife, but she figured out I was only after my money. Good one. That's not bad to finish that.
Do you know what the top cinemas, the Cinema Nouveau, the top 10?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The top movie for the week is Hampstead.
Hampstead.
It's a lovely, delightful comedy with Diana Keaton and Brendan Gleeson. It's about the tramp who lives in the Hampstead on the heath, the beautiful area. And developers want to knock down his little shack and build a huge hotel and... And he's befriended by this American woman who sees him, and they connect, and they fight these developers.
Yeah.
And it's also a love story because it sees how he changes from a disgruntled tramp to a loving person, and it's a lovely movie. And then followed by Mark Felt, the man who brought down the White House. Do you know the name Mark Felt?
No.
He was Deep Throat during he had to bring down Richard Nixon during the. Watergate.
The whistleblower.
It was a whistleblower, that's right. That was number two. And then there was a movie called The Leisure Seeker, number three. And then a South African movie, interesting enough, is number five.
Is there any movies that we ever heard about in this list? Infinity War? No?
But it's just open. It hasn't even opened yet, so it can't.
Yeah, but it's
traction. And it's not showing at Cinema Nouveau. No? Cinema Nouveau is for the upper intellect. Arts movies.
Connoisseurs.
It's not the guys that like Rambo.
No, it's not for the guys. But what's interesting, Roy, is that a local movie called Five Fingers for Marseille, which I reviewed.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Which was an African Western. I think I mentioned it while you were away. It was a great movie.
African Western?
Yes, it was like South African. Spaghetti. It's a South African Western. These guys have to defend this town.
It's getting very good views, eh?
It's had excellent reviews.
Yeah.
And I liked it very much.
Keep it for another second. We have to go to our ads, and we'll come back in a second. Gilbert O'Sullivan is going to end our show. Thank you for being with us. You're listening to Roy and Friends. Like I said, please go into Facebook and look at those clips. I mean, everybody's raving about them, so we're doing something right. And you don't have to like them or anything. Just
No. You do. Like and share.
You don't have to. Oh, share.
You don't have to like them, but like. Press the like button and share.
You don't have to. You just share. It's good. Yeah.
Share. And like. And like.
Listen. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, guys. Thank you
show.
So much. Yeah. For the time is now 9:54, and we're going to say goodbye to you guys, and we'll leave you with Gilbert O'Sullivan with this
beautiful,
nothing
beautiful
rhyme.
Way to finish the week.
Nothing. Oh, by the way, have a lekker weekend.
Week.
Finish the week already.
Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Have a lekker weekend, and we'll meet you on Wednesday.
When we're back in work.
Wednesday. Let me know what you think about those clips. Have a very, very nice week. For me and Liel and Peter and Moshe, good
Shabbat
Shabbos.
Shalom. Bye-bye.